Well, as the agony of the exam season draws to an end, parents and students can now start to panic about clambering over the next hurdle, getting a place at university. It could be quite tricky for anybody after a place at an English university. £649 million worth of funding's already been cut by the coalition government as part of its effort to reduce the deficit, and that means the 20,000 extra places promised by Labour has been halved. Record numbers of students are hoping to make that move into higher education, and we'll be discussing in a moment what the options are if you don't get a place. First, though, here's the BBC's Kate Merriam explaining just how difficult it could be to get into an English university this year.
The admissions body UCAS says that there is a 23% increase in applications for the coming year. That includes about 46,000 applicants reapplying from last year. And one group of new universities, called Million Plus, has predicted that up to 250,000 applicants, that's almost half of the total, may be unable to find a place.
Just explain then how we've got to this situation.
A lot of work has gone into raising teenagers' aspirations, encouraging up to half of all young people to go to university. At one time, the Labour government even set this as a target. And the current government agrees we need high levels of degree style skills in the workplace, but it seems likely that this year's rise is down to the three main factors of the recession. Studying is a good way to spend times of unemployment, and people want to be better qualified to make sure they can get a job. Secondly, a large number of applicants didn't get a place last year, that 46,000 figure. They're trying again, it seems. And also, there have been changes in some jobs, nursing and social work, for example, which will or already require a degree in order to qualify.
So what about the impact of these cuts on the universities then? What will happen at the great places of learning?
Well, in order to make up the shortfall, universities might look to students, ask them to pay a bigger contribution to the cost of their studies. Currently, an undergraduate can be charged up to £3,225 per year. And there's an independent review being carried out at the moment by Lord Brown, expected to report in the autumn, and this could recommend an increase in the maximum charge, or it could even suggest that this cap be removed entirely, allowing universities to decide charges for themselves.
Right, we know the Liberal Democrats are against tuition fees going up. That's what they say. So are they likely to go up? What do you think?
It seems probable that something will happen in order to make up the funding shortfall for universities and also to address this large demand for university places.
Segment 1.
Well, as the agony of the exam season draws to an end, parents and students can now start to panic about clambering over the next hurdle, getting a place at university. It could be quite tricky for anybody after a place at an English university. £649 million worth of funding's already been cut by the coalition government as part of its effort to reduce the deficit, and that means the 20,000 extra places promised by Labour has been halved. Record numbers of students are hoping to make that move into higher education, and we'll be discussing in a moment what the options are if you don't get a place. First, though, here's the BBC's Kate Merriam explaining just how difficult it could be to get into an English university this year.
Segment 2.
The admissions body UCAS says that there is a 23% increase in applications for the coming year. That includes about 46,000 applicants reapplying from last year. And one group of new universities, called Million Plus, has predicted that up to 250,000 applicants, that's almost half of the total, may be unable to find a place.
Just explain then how we've got to this situation.
A lot of work has gone into raising teenagers' aspirations, encouraging up to half of all young people to go to university. At one time, the Labour government even set this as a target. And the current government agrees we need high levels of degree-style skills in the workplace.
Segment 3.
But it seems likely that this year's rise is down to the three main factors of the recession. Studying is a good way to spend times of unemployment, and people want to be better qualified to make sure they can get a job. Secondly, a large number of applicants didn't get a place last year, that 46,000 figure. They're trying again, it seems. And also, there have been changes in some jobs, nursing and social work, for example, which will or already require a degree in order to qualify.
So what about the impact of these cuts on the universities then? What will happen at the great places of learning?
Well, in order to make up the shortfall, universities might look to students, ask them to pay a bigger contribution to the cost of their studies. Currently, an undergraduate can be charged up to £3,225 per year.
Segment 4.
There's an independent review being carried out at the moment by Lord Brown, expected to report in the autumn, and this could recommend an increase in the maximum charge, or it could even suggest that this cap be removed entirely, allowing universities to decide charges for themselves.
Right, we know the Liberal Democrats are against tuition fees going up, that's what they say. So are they likely to go up? What do you think?
It seems probable that something will happen in order to make up the funding shortfall for universities and also to address this large demand for university places.